Rainfall during the past year was 10 inches below the usual 32 inches expected for the year in the La Crosse area. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Shea says much of the area has seen only about 6 inches of snow this winter. Shea says so far snowstorms have either headed south or to far northern Wisconsin. He says the drought continues in southwestern and central areas of the state.
Parts of southern, south central, southeast Wisconsin, and far northern Wisconsin have seen more snow than us because of, as I said earlier, when we were kind of bisected by winter storms, they ended up picking up at least part of those winter storms. So their snowfall totals are generally a little higher. As far as the overall drought levels go, it certainly was worse in the central and west and southwest parts of Wisconsin.
Farmers see the lack of snow as a threat to alfalfa, which can be damaged if late January thaws started growing and then temperatures drop. La Crosse County Agriculture Agent Steve Rochette says right now farmers are waiting to see what will happen.
The issues out there right now are affecting the alfalfa and the hay carryover. Hay prices are high, and most farmers, if they have some, are hanging on to it so in case that we do have a dry spring and on in. So it's more of a prevent defense on that part.
Snow affords winter protection to perennials and trees. Still, Rochette says winter snows won't do much to help the drought because it generally melts and runs off frozen ground in the spring. He says farmers are hoping for good spring rains to ease the drought. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.